Blog Talk Radio.
I should turn to somebody and say, I wish I could tell you about those little narrow paths I had to walk. Some of them I had to walk all by myself. Many times I couldn't even see Jesus. I couldn't hear him, but every once in a while he'd give me a little hint that he was there. The songwriter said, my soul looks back and wonder. Great things I've enjoyed about ministry was traveling around the country, and not just ministering in churches, but one of the things we did that seemed to be the most tender thing was ministering in nursing homes. And the team and I were down in Memphis, Tennessee. I'll never forget going into this nursing home, and anywhere from a maximum security prison to a nursing home. One day you may be in a maximum security prison, man walking the catwalks with, seemed like MK something, ready to blow somebody away. And then the next day, you're sitting in a nursing home. Most of them are in wheelchairs, and they look sort of expressionless. And the strange thing about it is that you feel the anointing in the nursing home just like you feel in the prison, just like you feel in church. He tailors that anointing for that need. But we've had some funny experiences. We went into this one nursing home in Memphis, and as we entered the door, I could hear this voice, me and the team that were with me, we could hear this voice. This woman, you could tell she didn't have no teeth. She was saying, if I told you once, I told you a thousand times. I ain't got no business being in the house with crazy folks. Ain't nothing wrong with me. She's fussing at her family. She didn't want them to put them in the nursing home. And we all burst out laughing. We couldn't hold it. She said, that's all right. Let them laugh. They don't feed me. We sang our song, and we did a little concert, and I preached a little bit when we got through. This same lady, they rolled her in there about halfway through the concert. Never had a smile or something. And they said, they had told me earlier, there's a lady named Mother Brown, and this woman can sing. She came out, she used to sing in the choir for years and years and years. She's been in here for several years now, but she sings for us every once in a while. We're going to see if we can get her to sing today. So they went over and said, Mother Brown, you going to sing for us? She just said, kind of like she was hard of hearing. Mother Brown, will you sing for us? We got a group of young folk here. They'll bless you. They want you to bless them with your song. So they got real down close to her ear and put their mouth up to her and said, Mother Brown, can you hear us? Will you sing something? She went, well, I just ain't going to sing anything. So what you mean, Mother Brown? She said, I want to sing something that'll scratch you. She meant, I'm going to sing something that you can feel. Some folks sing, but I like to sing something that'll scratch you. Something that'll get under your skin and get way down in your soul and touch you at the core of your being. And I wonder what she was going to sing, and she went like this. Thou my everlasting potion. She didn't say portion. More than breath or life to me. All along my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with thee. Then she said, close to thee. Then she went, wow, close to thee. Come on, sing it with me, everybody. Close to thee. Let me walk there's any preacher I know that loves the old songs and loves the old saints, and he's a little bit younger than me, but there's an old man inside of him. It is this preacher, Marvin Winans. Come and help me sing one of those verses, Pastor Marvin.
Not for ease, for worldly pleasure,
nor for fame,
nor for pain.
My prayer.
My prayer shall be.
Yes, sir.
Gladly will.
Oh,
I toil and suffer.
Come on with that. On the day.
Oh, no. Let me walk. Oh, let me walk close.
Yes, sir.
To thee.
Hallelujah. Come on.
I want to be close.
When he does this, He's going to be happy to do it, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to be happy because he's going to put a faultless before him. And somebody said, man, how can he do this? Because did you know what I done, Reverend? Yes, he know.
Mm-hmm.
He know everything we did because he died for us. He died for every sin you and I would ever think about doing. And I thank God for it, Reverend. I thank him for the Holy Ghost. It was the Holy Ghost that put us in this position we are in right now, and that's called life. And I thought about how, when I thought about what he had in store for me, real, oh, man, I just think about the good things. He could have did some things. But, boy, he allowed a little rain to come.
Yes.
Yeah, he allowed a little rain to come, you know. Book of Matthew, and there, if you're going to look at something, sure, it's not going to hold you long, but just to look at little Matthew, he'll do some biting, you know. He wants you to come by, Rev. He wants me to come by.
Yes, sir.
He wants all of us to come by. You've been invited to this wedding. And some of us have been getting prepared to go to this wedding, you know. God bless you, man.
All right.
I want to say something. First of all, don't think bragging or nothing. God has blessed me to love and love without any strings attached. You know, I just couldn't say this, but what I'm saying is that love comes from within, that I know it has to be him, man. Because some of the things people can do to you to steal love, and some of them don't think they did no wrong. You know what I mean? I sort of think about what I did.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody loved me. And
one
who really loved me was Jesus. Don't help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Jesus. Yeah. I need some help with this, from D and Reverend Henry and whoever feel like doing a little talk. I wanted to open this thing because as I read, I want us to get in here and convert a little bit. And do some work. You're talking a little bit. Y'all don't mind. Y'all feel like talking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. This is for the ones that you feel like you want to get in, you can just hit that one button. I'm open the doors up for this one here. Watch this here. Lord Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come to you the most humble smile we know how, Lord. Oh, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for how you kept us all night long, Lord. And you woke us up and let us see another day, Lord. But surely, Lord, that you made it out of reality, Lord. So we just want to thank you, Lord, for your love, Lord. Because we believe in your love, Lord. Because we know that your love don't look at us we had to pay it back because we couldn't pay back what you did for us. So we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for how you cover us, Lord. Lord, we deserve justice. You give us mercy, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for you. Of a grace that you give us, Lord. I just think it ain't about money, Lord. It's about you knowing that one day you're going to live for eternal, Lord. Eternal life one day, Lord. And one of them days is going to be real soon for some. But, Lord, for some, you might let tarry there a little bit. So we just ask you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless the lesson today, Lord. Bless us, Lord, that we get in your word. Lord, we ask for we to decrease, for you to increase, Lord. Anybody even speaking on the subject today, we ask for your love to be there, Lord. Lord, let your word speak to someone's heart, Lord, and say, I was glad when they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. Lord, we believe we come together, we come in fellowship like us, we're in a physical house. Even though we're not in the same house, Lord, but we're all on the same accord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Have your way, Lord, and bless us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, bless us, Lord. Lord, carefully we have to ask you, Lord, forgive us, Lord, for any sins we have done, known and unknown sins, Lord. Block anything out, Father God, to hinder the praise today in the understanding of your word, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your church, that we are the temple of the Lord, Lord, as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, Matthew 22, right? Man, we often talk about things, man, and we try to make it, try to make it plain as we can, you know, what God give us, you know. We always know there might be somebody out there that can probably convey them much better, you know, than I, you know. But
right.
It's our God.
Right.
It allowed an opportunity for us to bring it forth. I want you to know Jesus is in the midst. I want you to know, I want to thank God for being in the midst. I don't take for granted that he is the Lord of our life. I meant that.
Yes.
I knew I didn't wake up. I knew I haven't moved. Hey, man, I've been rapping this thing just a little. I ain't been on the long. Cause I've been on the long enough to know that he's my all in all. I've been rocking long enough to know that if it had not been for him who breathed in my nostrils this morning, I knew I wouldn't have woke up. And my wife told me the other day, she said, boy, you were moving while you were asleep. But you know what, Red, I'm glad I got a praying wife, though.
Amen.
We learned early when we sleep and don't wake each other up, because God can be speaking to us. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He could be taking us on a journey. Oh, you might catch that later on.
Yeah.
So if you got a spouse or somebody you love, they sit there going, it ain't always a nightmare. It might be God to take them to another dimension. Oh, I know. God has shown some spiritual things that maybe you might think they've been tormented, but then again, God is a God of speaking in a still moment.
Yes.
He woke up at John, the writer, while he was on the island platform, God showed him a vision of heaven. And things was going to happen at that time. You know, you imagine how he was moving. Paul said, he said, I don't know if I was in the body, out the body, but I do know. I went to the third heaven. Yeah, the heaven kind of heaven. Yeah, you feel me, man? God is
awesome.
Yes, sir. He's an awesome God. I'm saying this for a reason. Somebody might have been struggling last night, and he gave you a dream. And he told you some things. You know, the man let you see some things. I'm not saying I've seen that. I'm just telling you, if you get close to him, he'll speak to you. Yeah,
That's right.
Put you on the bed with all that hell. Pray before you go to bed. Ask God for some visitation.
He'll visit you too.
Ooh. And rest.
Yes, he will.
He loves us so much. He loves us so much.
Yes, he does.
He loves us so much. He tarried with some of us so that we know we deserve justice. Watch this here. Jesus over here in Matthew's 22. Now we're going to get in the red in a minute, but it started off in that Jesus, they asked Jesus, look what Jesus said, 22:1. And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again. Then we said, by a parable, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king. Watch this now. Which made a marriage of his son. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. He said, this is how it is. He said, the heavens, his heaven is just like, right this here, Reverend. He said, it's just like a man biting somebody to a wedding. That's how heaven going to be. The kingdom is. We've been trying to invite folks Monday through Fridays. Watch this here. Monday through Sunday that he's coming back. Get your order. Get your life in order. Get ready for him. Don't be the one who said you didn't come. You know, maybe you might not never hit the one button, but in your heart, confess out your mouth that the Lord God had raised his son from the dead. Oh, hear me, Holy Spirit. Confess that.
Yeah,
with the mouth man confess, and with the heart man believe unto righteousness. I know salvation is there. If you believe, things going to change in your life. So this wedding here, he was using it as a metaphor. He was showing that he was showing an example of somebody had a marriage, and he got the marriage list together, and he called Reverend Henry and Eric and somebody else to go over to this wedding, and it didn't come, Rev. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it didn't come.
Yes, sir.
This is what Jesus said, because this is red now. And he said again, he sent for another servant. He said, tell them which are bidden. He said, behold, I have prepared my dinner. Fatherly are killed, and all the things are ready. Come unto the marriage. He said, but they made light of it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And went their way. One to his form and another to his merchant. And the remnants took his servant and look what it said, and treated them spitefully and slew them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother, he's going to give us a chance, brother. He's giving them
a,
he said, this marriage, the brother said, I got it prepared, brother. And I knew, I figured when I gave you this request, you know, it's an invitation out, well. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Let you know that if you're gonna attend, you know we're gonna you got a certain date to send in your the invitation that you're gonna come.
Yeah.
Jesus said you knew I sent this invitation out. I sent it out, brother.
Yeah.
I want you to be there. He said, but then I even tell you what I'm gonna have. I'm cooking. I'm cooking a lot of food here now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And I'm working real hard to do it, real. Can I be playing with it? And I'm working real hard to do it. I'm cooking a good dinner for all of us. I ain't gonna have you here just looking at. We're gonna be drinking a little wine, and we're gonna be eating.
Mm-hmm.
He told them to come. But they made lightweight with it. How many times did you God has spoke to you and you didn't move? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I'm trying to be in the book, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not in the book.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one, but tell me if I'm in the book. How many times he made lightweight with it? Well, I'm telling you, God is in your heart and he has spoken to you and you turn from it, Reverend. You lean to your own understanding, Reverend. You done made lightweight to it. That's why you got to get it now, my brothers and sisters. Come to this marriage, because it's going to be a day that he's going to come back for his bride, Reverend. And he's going to do something to some of these preachers and preachers, too. He's going to ask us, what did you do with my bride? How did you handle my bride? When I let you, you can't be the best man in the husband, too, the groom, too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got to. Yes, sir. You just the best man. I like you to go forward and tell somebody that I'm coming back. I'm coming back for you and the rest. Will you be ready? Somebody said I find a lot of faults in me. I'm not telling you he's coming back for that kind of person, because the Bible says that he said that he died for all of our sins. If we have asked God to forgive us for our sin sincerely and turn from it, God will be God will forgive. Oh, I know right about it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make lightweight when someone come to you, when someone offers you the way. And that's what Jesus was saying when he said in verse 5, but they made light of it, Reverend, and went their way. One to the former, and another to the merchants. And look what he said, Reverend. And another, a remnant, took his servant and treated them and spitefully slew them. Don't you know, Reverend? The excuses are going to go out the window in a minute, brother. We can't keep on making excuses. Oh, you don't have to wonder, Reverend. We give you a chance, and they give you a free will, free choice. Now, you can accept him or not, but it's going to come a time, Reb, you ain't going to have that chance. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come a chance.
That's right.
All the time, I got something, I got this to do, I got that to do. And yeah, you got it right now. But boy, when he comes, it's going to be too late to say, I believe. I'm ready now, Lord. Somebody be keep hitting that deadbed stuff. You know that deadbed stuff is, Reb? I'm on. They get to the deadbed and they start calling on the Lord. And they live hell all them years. And then all of a sudden, they believe. I'm ready to turn my life over to you, Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going to be bold enough to say he won't forgive you. Yeah, I'm not going to be that bold to tell you he won't forgive you on your deathbed. But I'm going to tell you this here. Don't play with that. Don't take that opportunity and think you're going to, you might not get the chance to say, Lord, forgive me. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend? You might not get that thing. So many times people say, well, God forgive you on your deathbed. I'm going to tell you, if you sincere from your heart, I'm going to say it like that. If you sincere from your heart, I believe God will forgive you. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you didn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Yes. As long as you didn't do that, you have hope. But I just beg the difference. If I pray with God like that, I had all kind of living good, Reverend. I live good, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
8 battles of land, Reverend. I mess with all kind of this and all kind of that. You know, done my.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happened, Reverend? Life hit me in my face. I had to leave from this body. But then I get it right before I leave.
Mm-hmm.
Death is going to happen to every one of us. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what age you are. You're going to be dead as long as you live. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You're going to be dead as long as you live. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to beat that life. It's the eternal. So that's what this marriage is talking about. He's trying to get you prepared to choose him. And then God, I read one word. He said he's going to judge the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Don't you want your good to outweigh your bad? Oh man,
that's right.
Don't make no excuses and say, "Well, Lord, I'm really not ready." Ain't none of us can do it without Jesus. I don't care how long you've been in the ministry. If somebody that bold to say, "I can do it without Jesus," I'm finna tell you right now, he or she is finna have a big fall.
That's right.
They can have when I say a big fall, he going to bring them down to their knees and make them understand that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. One of them scriptures says, I have not seen, and ears have not heard, neither is it entered into the hearts of men, to the things God has prepared for him. So I'm telling you, even some of these old good preachers and teachers that recite this whole body, they haven't seen it. They haven't seen it. They haven't seen all things God do for them. You know, and watch this, Reverend. It don't even have to be on the platform to be saying this here. I can tell you this here. I love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love him. You know, I'm through my pain, through my trial. I love the Lord. I don't just love the Lord when it's good. I love it when everything's not going my way, I think. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
trying to grow. Somebody want to grow. If you want to grow, the rain going to come sometime, brother.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Let me make sure I got this right. He says, right here in verse 8, he said, but when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which was bidden were not worthy. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm. Mm.
Well, that's a powerful statement there. I gave him, I really feel like Jesus is going to come back just like this. Reverend, he's not going to be like the time he came this first time, Reverend. He's going to come this last time he rode on an ass coat. Have never been ridden.
Yeah.
And they took palm trees down, jackets down, and kept saying, Hosanna, Hosanna is the most high. You know what I'm talking about? They kept praising him. And the same people, Reverend, say, crucify him. Give us Barabbas. Oh, you've been in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Give us Barabbas.
Yes, sir.
We were on the stand. And at that time, Reverend, what they do, they can let one go and keep another. So they ask the question, which one you want to let go? They said, give us Barabbas. He was a murderer. he went around killed, and they said, crucify Jesus. And Jesus did what, really? Healed the sick, delivered people where they were demon-possessed, gave sight to the blind. And remember, he messed around and told him something, Reverend. And I love this old statement. It just stayed with me. He said, you tear this old building down, Brother Randy. If you tear it down, in 3 days I'll read this temple back up. And they looked at him, Brother Randy and Brother Nutter. You know what he told them? They talked to themselves, Reverend. They said, well, don't he? It took 46 years to build this temple. Now he said he's going to raise it back up. He gonna build it back up in 3 days. This man is blaspheming. This man is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he speaks spiritual things. That's why when we talking, it's a spiritual thing. The body, if you really don't know. Again, let's do something. The body. Let's go to the body again. Can we go to the body again? Let's go to First Corinthians again. Let's look what the body gonna do when it leaves this frame. Can we go there for a second? Y'all don't mind? That's 15, right?
No.
1 Corinthians 15.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
15. Look what it says in 42. 42. 1 Corinthians 15 and 42. Look how it reads. It reads just like this. It says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is rise in corruption. Don't hit me, Holy Spirit. It is sown in dishonor. It is to rise in glory. Don't hit me, Holy Spirit. It is sown in weakness. It is rise in power. It is sown in the natural body. Help me, Holy Spirit. It is to rise in a what? A spiritual body.
Spiritual body.
There is a natural body. There is a spiritual body. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he say that, Reverend? He was saying that right now we're in a natural body. Right now we are in a physical body. This physical body is going back to where it came from. It came from the dirt. If you don't know it or not, I know a lot of you said, well, I came from my mother. Oh, help me. In the beginning, God created a man. He took dirt from the ground. And he formed that man. But even when he formed that body, the body wasn't alive until he breathed in the nostrils and he became a living soul. Don't tell me what the book ain't right. It's real.
<Yeah. laughs>
So this is what he's talking about, that natural body. That natural body, what's going to happen, it's going to stay there. But that spiritual body is going to rise. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell you, I'm telling you because I love the Lord, I don't fear death. And we teach not to fear death. What we teach is get your life right. Get your life right, and then you'll know what I'm talking about. The closer you get to God, Brother Randy, you don't fear him. Now, I know in your natural mind, you say, wow, man, I can imagine myself in that closed casket. And some of y'all might got a little money. You might get put in the mausoleum. You know, talking about a ribbon. You might get one. You know, some of us, we're going to get put in the ground, you know, the remains, you know. I just can imagine, can't imagine myself in that coffin, you know, I just can't, I can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I get claustrophobia, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm telling you something, what happened is, me, my brothers and sisters, you would not be in that body. You would be at rest. You being ready. Let me do something because you got me doing something. I wasn't trying to go here, but since we done Thessalonians, let me add to this to that too. Y'all don't mind. Can I add Thessalonians now? 1 Thessalonians 4. Because I want you to know you're going to be at rest. A lot of people are going. We got this thunderstorm going through. This hurricane went through all here and tore up New Orleans and through Mississippi. And it just been having this thing through there. People dying and they got power. They can't really get to the people. People get COVID. They passing on. People dying. not just a coma. They got heart attacks. They got diabetes. They got what? Can I get there again? God just has said, this is your expiration day. Come to me, son. But what he does, he pulled us out this body, because the body is what happened. We learned that being absent from the body is being present with the Lord. So the Lord do this for us in verse 13, 4, in 1 Thessalonians. It says, but I would have not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are what? Asleep. That you slaughter not. Even as others, we said, which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, I'm in the book, y'all. Even so, Brother D, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. I'm in the book. That's a promise.
Yeah.
You can put there. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. I'm telling you, this comes from God. That's what he said. He came to God. He said that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord should not prevent them which are asleep. He was saying that some of us might be still here when the rapture comes, Reverend. And he said that we're not going to leave before the ones who already been, what, transitioned over to that place. He said what's going to happen, that the next district going to make a little more place, but they're asleep. That's what I've just read. I'm over here in verse, again, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 15. Look what it said. For we say unto you by the word of the Lord that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord should not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, shall, look what it said, descend from heaven, oh, heaven, with a what? With a shout. With the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall what? Help me, Holy Spirit. Rise first. Oh, I'm in the book.
Verse.
I'm in the book now. He said, then we, hold up now, if you're still living, if you ain't in rest, then we, Brother Randy, it might happen today. Then we, Brother Winnedow, it might happen today. Don't keep putting it on. Then today, let me say, then we, which are alive and remain, should be caught up together with them in the cloud and meet the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, in the air. Oh, look what Revelation just called, gave me just then. Can I just tell you what he just gave me just then? You need to meet him.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you're going to meet him, you need to meet him now. Because there's going to be some. See, if you don't meet him now, trust me, my brothers and sisters, there is a judgment for all of us. We're going to be, the Bible said, after death, judge him again. See, when he comes, he's going to judge the good and the bad. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when we meet him in the air, look what the Bible said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's talking about believing. He's not talking about an unbeliever. He's talking about somebody said, when he said in verse 14, but we believe that Jesus died and rose again, Reverend. Even so them are which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. We believe that, Reverend. We believe all our loved ones who are already laying and resting right now, that God is going to raise them up, and we're going to meet them in the middle of the air. I don't know about you. I'm just so glad about knowing, meeting Jesus face to face. And look what the book says in back now in 17. He said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You got an eternal life. Oh, I'm going to get back over to Matthew because I'm talking about that marriage. You got a kind of life that you got to choose who you're going to serve. Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, once you get before him and if you haven't accepted him and believe in the death and resurrection, you know what he say? He's going to say, get away from me. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit, you work up iniquity. Oh, yes, yeah. I know you healed in my name. I know you delivered my name. That's when people get this anointing and gifts all twisted up. God's word would not come back void. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Here you can speak, and he going to want it. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You're going to be the straight hellion. And somebody says, boy, he sounds good. He sounds like God. But look at his ways. But let me tell you something. God can use anybody. But it's up to that part, that person in God what God's going to allow him to spend. Oh, no, it ain't going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get over you. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We can't get over your brother Randy and sisters and brother when you down to the town, when ashes, ashes, dust to dust. We can't get over and tell you we don't know which way you're going because we really don't. Because if you didn't have no fruits in there, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you ain't had no fruit in your labor, see, your fruit going to show. What is your fruit?
Mm-hmm.
The gifts of what? Love, peace, long-suffering, temperance. The fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
You got to have these things in you, and then you pass it on to somebody, really. You pass it on to somebody.
That's right.
Somebody should feel your peace. Somebody should feel your love. Somebody should feel your temperaments. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch this here, man. I'm almost
right.
He said, now this is what I love, too. He said, now this is what we're supposed to do, saints. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Wherefore, comfort
mm-hmm.
one another. With these words, I feel good about that, Reverend. I feel good that we're doing it every day. We try to comfort one another with these words. Somebody, what you talking about? Every time we get a chance, we're trying to tell you, come to Jesus. Just as you are. Let us teach
mm-hmm.
and preach the gospel to you that you receive the love of God and start applying it to your life. Applying into your life. Don't you know it's a beautiful thing to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for another day. Lord, you my everything. I cannot do it without you, Lord. So in this day, Lord, help me on my decision making. Lord, help me so I can be prepared if it might be my day. Somebody ain't that strong. Let me tell you something. You don't have that option to know when your day is, but it might be your day. Today is the day. Like, why are you talking about death? Let me tell you something. You better get ready because we don't know the hour, my sisters and brothers. We don't. Pull out, watch this here. I just sit back over because I need to get him out here, back over here when he told them it was ready. And they wasn't worried. Well, you don't want to be. You don't never want God to tell you that this is red. You do not want God to say, look at that verse 8. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But they which were bidden were not worthy. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said,
mm-hmm.
go ye therefore into the highways. That's what I'm reading in it. And as many as
mm-hmm.
you shall find, bid to the marriage. He said, invite them. He said, so those
that's right.
the servant went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found. Both bad and good. That's what he said, right? And the wedding
mm-hmm.
was what? Furnished with guests. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He went out. You know, the gospel telling him. This time he didn't go out there and depict the ones he figured out they should have came. But they didn't feel like they wasn't
right.
worthy because they had other things to do, remember? They had all kind of excuses,
mm-hmm.
remember?
Right.
Look right here, Reverend.
Right,
he
right.
said, go get the one. Go church this highway. There's some people out there who want
mm-hmm.
to come and eat. What's up with me? Yes, sir. That's why we got to do what we do here. That's why we try to do it every time we get a chance. I don't care where you're in life. Don't let nobody stop you from praising God. I don't care where you're in life. Don't let nobody stop you from walking with the Lord. When you see yourself in the drip away from God, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Listen. If somebody said, you're going the wrong way, stop listening, because once you're out there, the devil walks away. Oh, help me, Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. The devil
yeah,
walks
yeah,
away.
Yeah.
He walks away, Reverend, and leave you to yourself. And you find yourself looking
that's
like
right.
a stone dog and say, man, I get myself in. Because you let him trick you. Oh, Brother Willie played a song sometime. Don't let the devil ride. Mm-hmm. One day he gonna want to try. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't let the devil ride. Soul Rider. You remember that Soul Rider?
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
yes,
just because we,
yes,
we're talking about this, just because we're talking about this death, I just wanted to share you about something about this death. Jesus said in Revelation, I mean, he gave John something in Revelation. I just want to read it. 12 and 10, Brother Randy. 12 and 10, right? Look what it said. I heard a loud voice, Reverend Jim, in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now is come salvation. You hear that? He said, I hear a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. In the kingdom of our God, in the power of his Christ, for the accuser, Brother D, sisters and brothers, he said, of our brother is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Oh, he's trying his best to discredit us. Did you hear what Eric said? I'm telling you, I knew he wasn't this. I know he wasn't that. Did you just hear what Eric said? He accusing us day and night, Reverend. He accusing us, Brother Randy.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about us, Randy. They're running us down, Brother Randy. But the Bible said, and they, he said, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not, look what he said, their lives unto death. Help me, Holy Spirit. So some of us going to fall. The devil right there deserves to tell you he's accusing us right now. Look what they're doing. They're doing dust and dust and all that kind of stuff. But Jesus said they overcome. Oh, yes. I love this thing because of the blood. You didn't got to say it yet, but let me get excited for you. He got stuff in store for us that we're going to be able to see. Lord, I was glad I got on board at the right time. When is the right time?
Yes.
Any time that blood is running warm in your vein, it's the right time. Let me do it again. Any time that blood is running warm in that vein, it's the right time. That might didn't work. Any time in that body that blood is warm, it's a good time. But when the door shut, who is the porter? You know, they used to have trains, you know, and these trains, the porters used to open up the door, put a little step there so you could get in so you won't fall, and he shuts the door, you know, talking about open and shut the door. They had elevators back in the day. Then the porter, when you come in, he opened up the door and allowed you to get in and said, what floor you going to? Help me, Holy Spirit. Then somebody said, well, I want to go to the fifth floor. Maybe me and Reverend Henry, just because I know my little brother. You know what I tell him, brother? Well, I tell you, we're going to tell you we want to go to heaven. Take me to heaven.
Sir.
Go on.
Yes, sir.
Drop me off on heaven.
Keep on
I want to go
up.
To that street. Hey, Reverend, I want to go to that street where they told me it's made of gold, Brother Randy. I want to go
that's
where they said
right.
Where milk and honey. I want to go when they tell me where there won't be no more grind. You don't want to get on board. Stay with me then. Because I'm trying to tell you, if you serving on this side, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're staring over
yes,
this time,
sir.
It's going to be a time that you're going to meet that portal. You're going to be right here. Jesus is the door to heaven. There's no other way. If you come any other way, you're a robber. That's what he's saying, a thief. Ain't no other way to get there. Why would I say, look what it says. And when the king came and to see the guests, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, he saw the men which had not on a wedding garment. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said unto them, friend, how camest thou into, they said, in hither, and not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hands and his foot, and took him away, and cast him out in the darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. For many, what a call, but a few children. Help me, Holy Spirit. See, Jesus is gonna stop them imposters. You know what I'm talking about? Them people dress up with sheep clothing, but they ain't nothing but a wool. He gonna spot them, and he gonna see them one day. How did you get in here, son? How did you get in here, daughter? You don't have your wedding gift. What is that wedding gift? That garment. You know that wedding garment, Reverend? God, please let me. Ooh, please, God, say it, Reverend. Well, can I go to Revelation 15? Do I got to go to Revelation 15?
Yeah.
Do I have to really go? Let's go to Revelation, just because Reverend said it.
He don't like
me quoting stuff. He said, go to the book, man. Let him read really wrong. I'm going. Revelation 7, y'all. I'm telling you this, I'm saying, Reverend, you know it ain't written down. Look what it says.
Right.
Revelation 7 and 13. Revelation 7. And to help me, hold. Did you want to know about this garment? I got to tell you about this garment. He said, one of the elders asked and said unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? Help me, Holy Spirit. And which cometh they? And look, he said, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. He said to me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation and having washing their robes. Help me, Holy Spirit. And oh, help me. Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Help me, Holy Spirit. Have washed their robes and made them white with the blood of the Lamb. Just think a second. Y'all want to go. I'm going to read something again. I'm going to read something back in Matthew. Stay right there in Revelation if you like me. Stay in Revelation, but I'm going to read this again. He said, and when the king came to see the gift, he saw there men which had not owned the wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou in thou in hither and hast not a wedding garment? And what they say, and we will speak to them. This is the one he's talking about over here, the one that had the garment on. And the elders asked, who are these who are dressing in that white? And the other angel told him, he said, you know. he said, these are back over in Revelation 14:7-14. And these are they that which came out of the great tribulation and having washed their robes and made them white in the blood of Jesus. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serving him day and night in his temple. And when they had sitting on the throne, shall dwell among them, and they shall shall hunger no more. Oh, help me.
No more. Yeah.
Neither thirst anymore. The Bible won't let you be no fool with it. I tell you, whatever we do here, Brother Manny, he ain't gonna let us like no fool, Brother D. he gonna confirm what we do in the spirit. Look what he said. They should not hunger, Brother Randy, no more. They should neither not thirst anymore, Reverend Henry. Neither should they the sun and the light on them any heat. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You hear that, Brother Nutty?
He said,
for the Lamb, which is the midst of the throne. We at the throne, you know. Shall feed them,
right.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And shall lead them unto the living, oh, here we go, y'all, fountain of water. And God shall wipe away all their tears from their eyes. I'm in the book, y'all. Oh, I'm in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So the one, he was talking about that one, came in there, he spotted him. So you want to be guilty of the one within that great tribulation when he called his home. And being washed with the blood, that blood is Jesus. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He made us so wise and sight of us. It's a spiritual thing, my brothers and sisters. When they see us, we detach from this body. Now we are into the spiritual realm, and they can see these people praising God day and night. And once they see this here, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I want to be in that number.
Yes.
Oh, let me leave y'all alone after this.
Yes, sir.
Let me leave you alone, because it's probably too early in the week for this one. I want to be in that number. You know why you say that number be? The number said, for many are called, and help me, Holy Spirit, but a few are chosen. You've been invited to come to God. You've been invited to come out and praise with God. Why are we so slow for? What hindered us to be with God? Why are we so busy that we can't take time out for the Lord? He wants to hear from you. He wanna hear from everyone on here, but listen, my boy. I know we like. I hope we don't feel like we just beating you up, but we are. Let me tell you something. We're doing it with the love of God. We try to present it with love because we do know heaven is real. Oh, heavenly Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Heaven,
yeah.
Heaven is real, man.
That's right.
Heaven is real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Heaven is real. And hell,
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. The Bible said this here. The Bible says hell, right? This is what he said about here. Isaiah 4,
mm-hmm.
14. Isaiah 4. He said, therefore, hell, that's what it said, has enlarged herself, opened her
right.
mouth without measure. In the glory of the multitudes and the palm, and he that rejoiced said the sin into it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Can I kind of? I'm gonna use Eric out NIV on this one. Y'all don't mind. What he's saying there is hell is enlarging herself daily for someone
mm-hmm.
who's detached from God. They run in there, Reverend. They fastly
yeah.
going. They're going so fast there that we don't want to hear good sound doctrine there no more. We want to hear all that
that's
happens.
Right.
But when someone starts telling you, you need to consider your walk, mend your ways, my brothers and sisters. Look at yourself and look at this here. God is getting ready for a church, and he's coming back for you
mm-hmm.
and I. Hey, he's going to call our number. We ain't going to be able to miss this one there, brothers and sisters. We got to get on board. Why we can get on board. So I'm going to leave you with this with love. Don't keep putting off what you can do today. You don't have to worry about it. None of us is an overnight sensation. I don't care how long some of us been on it. We still need to get on our knees. We still
That's
need
right.
to ask God for thanks. I don't care how much you think your spiritual lady, if he or she ain't hitting that flow, I guarantee you, you just got a bunch of information. You know, you almost got Simon Said. Oh, you might catch that later on. When God in the midst, it's God said. Yes, sir. I'm gonna do it again. Some sermons and some ministry of God sent, and some is like Simon Said. But you want to lean to the Lord. You want to get on your knees and say, Father, I'm not worthy. Let me leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm truly not worried.
Yes, sir.
But since you're here, come in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Tesla, come
in the room. Yeah, yeah,
Lord,
yeah.
I need a makeover, Lord. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I did some lying. I did some stealing. I even did some cheating, Lord. Lord, I sit it at your feet. But I ask you that when you pray to the Lord, do this, yeah. Lord, when you remove it, Lord, prepare me to move that appetite with you. Prepare the taste bud to leave from me so I won't go back to it again. Be specific
mm-hmm.
to the Lord because he already knows. Tell the Lord, Lord, I want to stop doing this and help me, Lord. So, but watch this. While you ask God to help you, receive his help. So watch
That's
this.
It.
When you hear him, stop. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Stop and listen to his voice.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said the day
mm-hmm.
you hear harden not your heart, my brothers and sisters. Harden not your heart. So today I tell you, with the word of God, I keep saying this here. I thank God for his word. Thank him for his manifestation there. I believe he spoke. Because he
yeah.
spoke. And no matter where you just go through scripture like we went through without no notes, it has to be God guiding it. He's speaking to all of
mm-hmm.
us. Maybe you might not get on board. You might be like one of these fellas. You didn't made some excuses. You don't want to come to the wedding. But brothers and sisters, it's going to be a time that you want. You're not going to have that chance. He's going to spot you out. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's going to spot you out.
Yes.
And say, where is your garment, Reverend? What is your garment, Reverend? Do you
yeah.
got some evidence
yeah.
there? Are you guilty
mm-hmm.
that you love the Lord? Oh, help me.
Amen. Yeah.
Can
yeah.
you look at
Amen.
You? He's guilty.
mm-hmm.
Is he guilty?
Mm-hmm.
Beloved God, help me, Holy Spirit. I thank him for
All
that.
Right.
Because he wants us to know, and must, that he's in the midst. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That he love us so much. Brother, did he love us so much? Time out. Oh, watch this here. So, hey, Martha, so sharing Jesus. Hey, Martha, sharing Jesus. When the last time you shared Jesus, my brothers and sisters? Look what it said. Jesus, thank you for setting me free from my sin, helping me to be ready to tell others of your good news. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I kind of watch myself when I do things, hey, Martha and sister and brother, because what we're doing is of God. So I don't want to never be the one say, it was me. Lord, it was you speaking, Lord. It is up to the people to receive you, Lord. So we share God. We share Jesus to you with his word. That's why we like to let you read along with us. That's why we like to take you through the word, my brothers and sisters. Sister says, sharing Jesus is the best thing you can do to let people know that you love the Lord. Because if you have
Amen.
The love, I'm going to tell you now, Sister Martha and Martha, you, if you have the love, you're not going to keep it to yourself. I know him right
now.
That's
right.
Don't delay.
That's right.
Don't delay. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Today
yeah.
is a day of salvation. I like that poem.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord answered to them. That's what he said. He urged us not to let excuses deprive us all of the most important thing in life, and that is salvation. Help me of our soul.
Mm-hmm.
That is the most important thing. Why delay that? Why keep saying, I'm not ready? Man, don't you know all of us got to, if we come to Jesus, well, I'm ready now, Jesus. No, but there's a lot of us be true, though. We came, we wasn't ready. But he called us in the way because it was in our heart. He said, Lord, I want to serve you. But Lord, there's some things I know is not pleasing to you. Ask him to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Delay it. Don't delay. Like hey, Martha, don't delay. Because today could be salvation. And when I'm going to say this, hey,
yeah.
Martha, today is the day of salvation. The salvation could come and you don't have it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Salvation is Jesus. And when he comes, salvation is for all men who call on his name. When I say men,
yeah.
women, and children, when they call on his name, he welcomes them in. Thank you, Amos. Let me look at this other. He said, speak up. Reverend, speak up. Sister, brother, speak
right.
up. God is looking for
mm-hmm.
for ordinary people to do an extraordinary work. Help me, Holy Spirit. This old regular blow, Brother Wayne, this old regular blow, people will never hear you talk something that. But I've been on the back line. I know you got a lot of wisdom there. And I know you put the seeds out there. But another, I know you might hit the one button one day and say, I've been reading my word. Let me read this out the book. What I got today, I got my little scripture. It's sent to me. I want to read it. Brother Randy come up here, you know, he ain't never got to be asked to come and say something. The door is always open. Hit the what button and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this ministry is open. Brother B, Brother Tim, Sister Marion, look at this here. Brother Willie Dog, Brother Mike from Mississippi, you know, Brother Little Joe, you know. Just hit the one button and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to share you, Lord, to somebody. I want to speak up. Yeah, you got a voice
mm-hmm.
over here. We don't enter your voice. Now, it's up to you if you just want to speak and tell how good God been to you. You can not watch this. It ain't always got to be good. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I see you
mm-hmm.
doing it. So hit that but say, I see you doing it. You don't have to be a summit. You could just hit it and say, I want to tell how good
mm-hmm.
God been. And then I said, Brother Joe, sometimes you hit the one button, it might not been. You might have a bad day. And said, man, I want your prayer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Martha. I want your prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Brother Henry. I want your prayer. Thank you, Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
I want your prayer. Thank you, sisters and brother. It might be that day. You know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you something. Don't let a day go by without giving it to the Lord. I'll tell you, prayer works. Prayer been working with my little situation, too. Oh, yes. Because I ain't fool about asking somebody, would you pray for me? Yeah, I got a little accolade somewhere, but my accolades need to be sit down right now. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
mm-hmm.
Come in the Brother Joe, come in the room. Yeah, speak up. Anybody got to force you to speak, but we just speak up. Speak up.
Mm-hmm.
You got something on your mind, Joe, or you just accident? You didn't accident hit, did you? You might be like me, actually did this.
Hold on a second. I got all this background. Let me get out. Now, I just want you brothers to know that, you know, I love y'all, and I'm always praying with y'all, and I want y'all to always be praying with me.
Man.
My God. God bless you, man. Thank you,
brother. And you know, it's
thank you for your
prayer. It's truly a blessing to have this service every morning. Because it has inspired me a whole lot, and it makes my day. Saturday and Sunday,
amen.
I don't know what to do. But Monday through Friday, my day is good after this service every morning. And like
God
I said, I just
you.
Love you, brothers, and y'all continue to do what God is still for y'all to do. Because it's truly a blessing to many of us. And I'm out.
God bless you,
man.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Thank you, bro. Keep praying for us, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This thing here we call life is after. You know what, man? I'm glad my brother hit that one button. You know, and Reverend, know what I'm gonna say. I believe you do. That man, we don't have to be the only voice over there. You know, we'll
right.
be humble enough to step
right.
aside. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Let you do your man. We'll get all out of the way. Well, we just ask
mm-hmm.
you come with the Lord. Come with the Lord. Let the Lord lead you. Maybe that's why
mm-hmm.
God have a lot of y'all say nothing. Maybe he might have a lot of y'all just to listen for a reason. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? But I do know
mm-hmm.
one thing. But we got to keep running. We got to keep on running.
Yeah.
We got to keep on presenting, Brother D, Brother Nutty, Brother Randy, Brother Willie, Reverend. We got to keep on running, Sister Martha. We got to
right.
keep putting it out there. We have to put
mm-hmm.
it out there. We had to do it because the Bible said, earn, sharpen, earn. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Right.
You believe that? The earn, sharpen,
mm-hmm.
earn, and the other's friend. You know, when a man doing something for somebody and helping you, Holy Spirit, that God
yes.
is in control. He's in control.
Mm-hmm.
I know he's in control because I tried him.
That's
and I
right.
know he's good.
That's right.
I found out he's a friend.
mm-hmm.
He's a comfort friend. Come on in.
That's right.
While he yet still here. Remember, I'm going to bag up again, you know, but I want to say this in love. We love you guys. We thank you for coming out. We don't look at numbers. We look at what the God has stored upon us that we all come on one accord, you know. We're not saying we're the favorite one. We're the best one. We just say we love Lord. We do this without no pat on the back. We do it because we know one day God's going to look at our service and he's going to say,
mm-hmm.
I know what you said to those people. Come up. Come on up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Come on up. And I'm going
mm-hmm.
to have you with what? Reverend Watson says here, I'm going to sit you at the right hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to sit you on the right hand of my Father. Come on up.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on up,
my
brother. Come on up. Come
mm-hmm.
on up. Because I'm going to sit you at the right hand of my sister. Hey, I love y'all. I thank y'all.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
I'm here, man. I'm glad I got a voice. My wife said my voice gone. You know, but I thank God for what voice he did give me, you know. I thank him for
amen.
That. When I say she said my voice, I mean literally my voice is not, it's not like it normally is. But I thank God for what he gave me, you know. But I thank y'all. I thank y'all. Y'all keep me in your prayers, you know.
Yes, sir.
Keep me in your prayers. Keep reverend in the whole ministry tied up in your heart and pray for all, you know. And I did send Sister Yolanda a list, you know. See if she comes back to you. she get to pray for us again, you know. You know. I say, oh.
Nah.
You know.
Yes, sir.
What you got, Reverend?
Yes, sir.
Anybody else hit the one button? What you got?
Beautiful, man. Beautiful today. Beautiful today. We have a lot of effort. Yes, sir. Invitation. You got the invitation on the table. And then you got the body. Thessalonians, you got them drying our tears. you even got the adversary trying to keep it up. Oh, hallelujah. So thanks be to God. And then you even got them, let it be said, how we can overcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We're so glad. God has, and, you know, there's hope in Christianity. There's life in Christianity. If you're looking for a way, oh, hallelujah, Jesus tells us he's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Looking how to get to the Father has been presented. We thank the Lord for what he has done this morning, how he has blessed us this morning. Thank you. He unfolded salvation. Hallelujah. If you want salvation, if you want to be saved from the very effects of evil, if you want deliverance, oh, hallelujah. If you want strength, it's on the table this morning. if you want to hear a testimony how the Lord has brought somebody through, it's here. We can testify that he has made a way, even through brown and tears. He's made a way. He's given strength. Hallelujah. He allowed us to tarry for a moment. Then he lifts us. Oh, I just seen the light blink. then he lifts us. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yep. Thank you, Lord, for your strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Though sometimes we go through the valley. We go in the valley. but God blesses us. We're so thankful because we don't have to do what he does, but we do it for his love. It's not for his benefit, but it's for our benefit. So we thank the Lord for this lesson this morning. Thank the Lord for your stewardship, your endurance. Thank the Lord for your brother staying on the wall. Staying on the wall and watching for me and so as we encourage one another. We pray that God bless us to continue to encourage others. Hallelujah. That we all may be pleasing in his sight, that we may present to him a glorious body. Hallelujah. We may present to him our love. Hallelujah. Our love. Thank you, Lord. We love God and we love all of you. We thank God again for how he has blessed us. Thank you for the comments, Brother Joe. Continue to pray for us. Continue to encourage us. A kind word goes a long way. You know, some of us spend many times tearing one another down, but a kind word, you know, call someone, tell them I love you, I'm praying for you. See how you make a person's day. Call someone and say, hey, man, I'm just glad to be in kinship with you, be in fellowship with you, be your brother or your sister, you know, just tell of his goodness and care with someone's heart. See how far that goes with that individual and even with God himself. Hallelujah. We love all of you. We thank God for you in Jesus' name.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Am I open?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you good.
Praise
good.
The Lord.
Morning, my brothers, my brothers.
Morning.
Amen. 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 Not going to hold you guys long this morning, sisters and brothers. I just want to say one thing. Get your invitation to the wedding. Get your invitation. While the blood is running warm.
Wow.
Great, sir. Great lesson, my brother. Great lesson. Another good, tremendous, great word.
God bless.
You know, my brother, I sent you a text. Of course, the statement you had made, you know. I'm like my brother Eric. I would never tell anyone that God won't accept you on your deathbed. I don't have the power to tell anyone that. God didn't give me that much power yet. But he did give me enough power to warn my brothers. He gave me enough power for that. And not play with it.
Yes,
don't play with yourself. Now, I sent my brother a text, and my text was something like this. Why should God believe you when you old, broke up, broke down, thrown away, no good for nothing, can't do nothing for yourself, that you want to serve him now on your deathbed? When you didn't have time for him, when you were up, healthy, able-bodied, ready, wasn't willing, but able. You know, it reminded me of a joke I heard a pastor tell once when a young man said he don't hold mom no more. He said, you're not able to go nowhere. He said he don't look at women no more. He said, you're blind. He said, I don't chase women. He said, you're in a wheelchair. You know what I'm saying? You broke down, thrown away. You're no good for them, but you want to serve God now.
Come on now.
I truly believe in my heart that the Lord will accept you when you're old. But I strongly believe he wants you while you're young, while you're able to tell somebody about him. You know, you lost your voice. You can't talk. Now you're trying to write down everything you want to say, and your hands turning so bad, your letters, I can't even read them. But you want to tell me about God now. But you didn't do it when you was young and vibrant and able. So, no, I agree with my brother. I would never tell anyone that God won't. I think sometimes we take when he said, come as you are. I think sometimes we stress it a little too far, but I'm just not the one that said don't. But I am the one that said don't play with him.
There you go. There you go.
Don't take the chance.
Don't take the chance.
Great lesson, my brother. Great lesson.
That's good, man.
Come to the wedding. Don't miss your invitation. Yes, enjoy it. Truly enjoy it.
It's going to come off the table one day. It's on the table right now.
It's on the table right now.
Yeah,
that's it. It's on the table now.
And then
take it off the table.
Brother D. Brother D, you better not come without a garment.
Amen.
You better be without that garment, though. Yeah, that's the one. I might be wrong now. I might be dead wrong. That's the one probably waited so late that now I won't believe. You know, but it's sincere. It's sincere, though.
Yes, it is.
If it ain't sincere,
right.
The Bible says, hell, you'll be lifting up your fires. That's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be lifting your eyes. That
was it. You know, sometimes I heard you say how hell is enlarging itself daily. I wonder do men understand how hell is enlarging itself with us. We are allowing hell to enlarge itself daily.
People run into it. Don't even know it. Some of them don't even
run
know it.
Amen. Don't even know they're going to
hell. Some do. And some of them do.
Right.
It's so fools.
Right in the hell with a one-way ticket and don't know it. That's it.
Somebody, I told Mother Day that it is going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
Over 100 years, it's going to rain. wine. I was drinking a little wine and everything. Did you want wine?
Talk about it. Laugh at it.
Yeah.
All but one day. One day.
I still believe in the scripture.
Just like
he said. He said it won't be water. To do it. He ain't gonna do it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll
right. be fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
God, we all say this here, my sister. We believe in the Holy Spirit. See, I like that part in verse 12. He said, but they left, they were speechless. Well, God said, he could put something, you can't even ask somebody, you know. You're like you did, you get the key or somebody at home. And they said, I ain't got no answer for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got no answer for that one.
Yep, there's nothing I can say.
Yeah, so God loved the world. He did. He said the world. You know,
that's right.
Everybody thinks he's talking about just the United States. He said the world.
That's right. But then again, brother, that's how he makes it so plain to man. You know.
Yeah.
It's up to just get it. He made it plain. He said the world.
The world. Then he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish.
Everlasting life. Would you want to have everlasting life? Get your invitation.
God's
to everlasting life. The doors of the church is open. And there's an invitation to everlasting life right now.
Uh-huh.
As man can see.
I want to see God.
Prayer, I promise you. There was a time, Brother D, wait a way he's at now. I am so glad that the Lord has showed up and showed out in my life. Man, I'm so glad. You know, the Bible stated that he that knoweth and doeth not, he said, I would with many stripes. He that knoweth not, he would with the few. I don't want the few, but I look back over my life and I can see that I was headed in the room to be whooped with the many stripes. So I can't tell someone about Brother Willie Dawes.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell him about Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
He that knoweth and doeth not. I was raised up in a sanctified church all my life. Didn't know nothing but church. All I knew was church and chose to go astray. He that knoweth and doeth not.
I see.
Well, I can look back now and I can just tell God thank you. If I don't say nothing else, I can just tell God thank you. I am so glad.
Wow.
I was once hell bound.
Yeah, we was.
I was once hell bound. And just think, I was helping hell enlarge itself. I was once hell bound. But there's a brighter day. There's a brighter day, brothers and sisters. You don't have to be hell bound.
That's it.
You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. You can come on up to bright glory. You can come on up to bright glory. Yes, you can.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. All you got to do is get on board while the blood is running warm.
That's it.
Don't let my number. Yes.
You know, when we end the thing, leave, right, we want a few people are grieving right now. The people are loved ones God to transition on. We want to pray for the ones that are grieving right now. You know, there's some people hurting right now. You know, some up in prayer, you know. You know, people, I had a co-worker told me that his cousin got caught in adultery, right? She got caught. Mm-hmm. She married, right? And she she killed herself.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, she killed herself. Yeah. 24 years young. Killed herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Killed
herself.
So that family is going through something right now. You know?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Killed herself. She killed herself, man. Right in front of her daddy. He tried to reach and grab the gun. Couldn't grab it good enough. He could see her head, and she shot herself and killed herself. Somebody is crying. Somebody's in pain.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's your front door. Ain't nothing there. Somebody is struggling with that kind of death. You know. I heard Brother Nunn tell me something on the back line about one of his friends passed again. Another one passed of COVID, you know. Just thank God for another day, man, that he brought you on this side.
Yes.
Sometimes I put emphasis on this, but truly, my brothers and sisters, really, the blessing is being with God.
That's it.
Well, really, the truth is, man, if he called you out of this body, that is a better blessing to be in there. You know? I know them two said something about prayer, you know. 24 years old, man. She got caught with her mouth. And
she killed her father right with her.
Oh, yes.
Instead of here, watch your child take on life. They just kill him right with you.
Right on with him. I think he was worse than the most. But then also she killed the mother. She didn't give the husband a chance to forgive her. You know what I'm talking about? Now he probably feeling guilty. You know what I'm talking about? You know,
amen. That's right. Yeah, a situation like that, bro. Not only will he feel good, it's something to torment the rest of his life without Christ.
Oh yeah,
so he does that the rest of his life.
Yeah, and she just graduated. She got her doctor's degree. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the whole life living, so, you know, just
whole life.
Yeah. Whole life in front of them, but, you know, but we know God can give strength to the family. I can't speak on her behalf, but I can speak on the ones that are living, you know, and saying that, get your house in order, you know, because you never know your hour. She's kind of new. I guess she didn't want to face the things went on, but I do know one thing. God is a forgiving God. Nothing you do in this body. But one thing to stop God from not loving you or want to be around you is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. That's it?
Yeah.
That's what the word says.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says.
Everything is forgiven. He said, Jesus said, you can forgive and blaspheme, but don't blaspheme the Holy Ghost.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't get that. You can blaspheme all you want. You shouldn't, but you can.
Yeah.
Just don't blaspheme against his name.
Yeah, a lot of them do it.
What wrong?
A lot of them do, Brother D. A lot of them do it. Do they do it?
You know, my brother, I tell you before, I hear people say some things, and I know God not going to hold me responsible for what I say because I'm only saying what they say. But, you know, sometimes people say some things in life, I'd be afraid to repeat it. You know, my walk with God is so, until I'd be afraid to repeat some of the things I heard. I'm afraid to tell you some of the things I heard someone else say. And I know God knows not me saying it, but it was so wretched, man, I'd be afraid to say it. Because I'm a firm believer that if you think it's blasphemy against, even if you didn't know, just the thought that you think is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost is enough for me not to want to repeat it.
Come on, man. Come on.
Just that little nanosecond, you can X yourself out of the Book of Life.
Wow.
I'd be afraid to repeat it. I really do. I've had some things that I've heard some things, brother, that I said, man, I can't even say that. So when you know the Lord, you know. You know, when you truly know the Lord, you know it's not to be played with.
We're gonna wind up here, Brother D.
Those that I'm sure, I don't know, you may have mentioned it before, but those that do know, one of the great gospel singers, Lee Williams, passed. Those that know him, keep their family in prayer as well.
Williams, yeah.
Lee Williams,
there's a lot of people. Brother Wayne told me yesterday evening that he passed. You know, God bless him up. Longevity of life, and he's been very fruitful in the vineyard. I don't know the man person, but I do know one thing. But outside looking in, he touched my heart. You know, to my, he blessed me with some of the songs.
Yes, could we? Yeah,
probably.
You know,
me
with
yes. He blessed my heart. You know,
yeah. All
I
we
think
can
one
do.
Yeah, come on with that. Good.
Now, I said, all we can do, my brother, is go by what does say the Lord, right? The Bible said, let their light so shine that man may see your good work. And from what I can see, he let his light shine. I've known him for a while. I've been on many programs with him. But then I'm in the Southern Phrase, that group that I've been sending you music by. And he's always been singing. And after he's singing, you know, If you didn't go to him, you wouldn't know he was in the church. He gets one tonight.
Yeah. He's a gospel singer all the way through. Yeah.
Yes, sir. He could blow. I truly, like I said, we don't know. But I truly believe that he wanted that past to go on and live again.
God bless you, man. Yeah.
You know, it reminds me of what my man told me when I went to see Lord Ray in the Southern Faith. And he said, boy, don't cry for me. He said, I got my business fixed.
Come on, man.
And don't you know when you can say you got your business fixed, do you know what you're saying? Ooh, you done said about fool. He said, don't cry for me. I got my business fixed.
You know, we're going.
And I hear a lot of songs. Well, if it didn't have two verses out the Bible, he was not going to sing it.
Yeah. We're going to play one of his songs. I can't give up.
Can't give up.
I came too far.
Can't give up.
Turn around.
Turn around. Yeah. Yeah. Can't give up there.
and give up.
Don't his journey too long.
Yeah, so he can say for real now. He didn't give up. I didn't see him. I said he was sick and still getting up there doing it.
Still getting up on stage.
Still getting on stage. Yeah.
He was so diligent in his walk with God. You can go back and look at some of the videos, bro. So you will see them telling him, trying to whisper the words to the song in his ear. And he was still trying to sing them. He was still in his dying days. He was on the battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true soldier of I can't give up now.
He's strong.
Yes, sir. Too far to turn around. I've come too far.
Turn around. Thank God, man. This number I got, I got a 425-292-4212. 425-292-4212. What number is that? That's the crowd.
Amen.
Get over here and get on that disease.
Amen.
Eastern time, 6.
Yes,
Central time, 5. If you're not busy, let me do it again.
Yes.
425-292-4212.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or?
Come on, it's fellowship.
295-292-4212. May God bless you hard.
Yeah.
May God bless you hard. We say it again.
Amen.
6 Eastern and 5 Central.
Central.
P.M. May God bless you and keep you of your soul. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of God, Lord. Lord, we come in the most humble mouth we know how. Lord, we come thanking you, Father God, for all the brothers and sisters that came out once again. Just to lift your name up and thank you and worship with you, Lord. Thank you for the word, Lord. Lord, if there was anything said and was misunderstood, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless, Lord. give them something to know, the Father God, that you're in the mess. Lord, we know, Father God, when you're there, Lord, you know how to make it right, Lord. So if there was something there, Lord, bless them, Lord, for understanding. Bless them with peace. And, Father, we try to do this with love and with the gift you give us, Lord. So bless everyone by the side of my voice that came and listened, Lord, that they have a blessed day today, Lord. Lord, we pray for the ones of grieving now. We pray for Brother Lee Williams and his family. We pray for Brother Isaac Rodriguez and his cousin that killed himself and their family. We pray, Father God, for Brother Nutty and his friend and their family, Lord. And maybe some don't know right now, Lord. We just live up to people grieving right now, Lord. Give them the strength, Lord. We read in the scripture when he said, you're going to wipe away tears, Lord. We're going to be in your presence. It don't need no light. That the sun is going to be shining, but the S-O-N sun is going to shine brighter than the S-U-N. Lord, we just can't wait till that day comes. So, Lord, bless the ones that are in rest right now, waiting on the trumpet to sound, Lord. Give strength to the family, the ones in the back, so they can see him again. If we all went away right, we all can be able to meet each other again. So, Lord, we thank you, Father God. Lord, give us strength, Lord, to keep doing your ministry, Lord. Give us strength, Lord, to keep pressing your word, Lord. Lord, we pray for the evening service this evening, Lord. Lord, remove any hindrance spirit to come up, Lord. Put pride out the way, put selfish out the way, and put your way in there, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to just give a special anointing there. But someone might ask, what must I do to be saved? Lord, or how can I get close to you? Let it be to the teach, preach word, Lord. Or maybe a song. Maybe it's been a hi, Lord. Or thank you. Let it be to your saints this evening, Lord. We love you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for everything, Lord. Lord, I just ask you, Father God,
for a special prayer of myself, Lord. You know what's going on, so I ask you to keep it in your heart, Lord. Touch me, Lord.
Yeah.
Keep giving me that strength to keep pushing, Lord. Thank you for Martha, Lord. Thank you for
Bernie,
yes, Lord. Thank you for Reverend, Lord. Thank you for Brother Jova. He come constantly trying to hit the work button and give you thanks,
praise
Lord. Thank you for all the listeners that came out, Lord. Maybe they have nothing to say, but just want to listen, Lord. Get them straight, Lord. We love you, Lord. We do this not without a show, Lord. We do this for the ministry, Lord, to lift you up. Lord, we just love you, Lord. So if we leave, Lord, never from your sight, Lord, never from your heart, Lord. Keep us, Lord. If we never be lost, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hey, y'all excuse me for my voice, man. I'm trying to get it out, though. I love y'all, brothers.
Thanks,
man. Y'all.
Love you.
Y'all can't do nothing about it. Can't do nothing about it, man. Give me a call, man. Give me a call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, brothers and sisters.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come to turn around. Can I say it again? One more time. I can't give up. I can't give up now. You see, somebody else here know you. You come too far to turn around now. I've come too many years. I've laid awake at night and I've shed too many tears. The Lord has brought me over, has brought me over. Over too many rocks in the rear. Can't you see? Feel like every time I turn to my right side,
Somebody's sick. Somebody's in the hospital. Somebody's done passed and gone on. And every time I look, I see healed, healed, and more healed, and more healed, and more healed, and more healed. I wanna just fold my arms, sit down somewhere and just moan. But then when I began to take inventory over my life, turn around and look back, and I see all the hills, I see all the mountains, I see all the valleys. God has already brought me over, and that makes me know. I still